You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped.
So this gospel is from the beginning of the Gospel of St. John. Well, I suppose we have had a few times we looked already at the Gospel of St. John, especially the prologue in the Christmas season. But now that we're in ordinary time, we start to reflect more on the public life of Jesus. And I suppose this is, after celebrating the baptism last week, this is really the start of where the disciples come together and start out to go and proclaim the gospel. And that is the usual kind of cycle of the year. Now we're kind of starting to focus on the public life of Jesus until Lent, in which we, I suppose, really prepare for the Easter time. And then during the summer, it is more on the public life again, tending towards the end when we go to Advent, as we focus more on the end of everything, but also the new beginning and the preparation as we get ready for Christmas, the comings of Jesus. So this is a passage from St. John, and it is the scene where John the Baptist is standing at the Jordan, where he is baptizing, and he sees Jesus, and he says, well, first of all, he looks hard at him. And that's the first thing actually I want to talk a little bit about. So he looks hard at him, and then he says, behold, look, there is the Lamb of God. So just to think a little bit about this kind of scene. So it says that John looked hard at him. Now, in the Greek, the word used, it kind of means, I mean, not naturally, there's always kind of various of interpretations, but it's translated as look straight at or consider. And I was just kind of struck by the consider bit, because I suppose being Jesus' cousin, we can assume that John knew at least about Jesus, or might have met him indeed a few times, considering they were close to Jerusalem, or reasonably close. It's quite likely that they would have met at various occasions, especially when the Holy Family came up from Galilee, from Nazareth. So what was it here that suddenly changed? And somewhere else at one of the scenes of the baptism, which is related in a different gospel, it says that John didn't know who it was until it was revealed to him. And this is in connection with the Holy Spirit descending upon him. Descending upon him like a dove when Jesus is baptized. So something is revealed to John, it seems to me. And it kind of shows that sometimes in the ordinary things, I suppose, even the people that we know, things can change. We become more aware of it. Now, not in the same way naturally as in this case, where suddenly he realizes who Jesus is. But that God especially can step into situations and change things or make things clear. And here, to me, to a certain extent, it might be that John kind of got this intuition, this prompting by the Holy Spirit, that indeed this is the Lamb of God. This is the Messiah, as the disciples say a little bit later. He sees it, and he says to them, look, there's the Lamb of God. And hearing this, the two disciples followed Jesus. So straight away, there's this action. I mean, it also connects to their heart in some kind of a way. It connects that, okay, this is something we should follow. This is something where we should go. And not that it is necessarily clear to them, but they kind of follow the intuitions. And sometimes we kind of, especially God kind of guides us along the way. We just have to kind of be open to that and to kind of follow that, to be aware of it, first of all, I suppose, and then really see how it can make a difference in our lives. So then Jesus turned around and says, what do you want? And they answer, Rabbi, which means teacher, where do you live? And come and see is the reply of Jesus. So this is the second part, I think, is very much worth pondering. Where do you live? They're not looking like, who are you? What is this about? What is this lamb about thing about? Or we heard stories about the Messiah. Explain it to us. No, where do you live? So it's not necessarily about gaining knowledge. It's not about knowing about God, knowing who God is, knowing who Jesus is per se, as in factual information. It is actually knowing who he is as a person. And the only way that we can do that is to come and follow him, to go and see where he lives, where he dwells, where he remains, where he abides, all kind of terms we can use to describe this scene. But they all kind of point towards the fact that we stay with him. And that is where we learn. That is where the next day they go and say, we have found the Messiah. And it is Andrew who brings Peter to Jesus, who looked again hard at him and considers him. And okay, there's a different discussion, like how does it work? How does Jesus kind of pick his disciples and stuff? But we know it's always in prayer. Again, it is revealed that this is Peter. You're going to be Peter, which means rock. And we know in another passage that he says, upon this is the foundation stone on which the church will be built. We need to come and see. The only way to really start to perceive God is to come and to stay with him. Like the disciples, they stayed the rest of the day. To stay with him and to learn from him. Was he teaching? We don't know. Was he instructing them? Was he just with them? Was he having a laugh with them? We don't know. But this is the start that changed their lives, as far as I can read it. This is where everything kind of comes together. And this is where James and John, at least John, Andrew, and Peter, as it seems to me, start their journey with Jesus. By to go and come and see. To spend time with him and allow him to touch their hearts. So for ourselves, as we engage in this time, ordinary time, it sounds a little bit ordinary, I suppose, but to really allow that to kind of seep into our hearts as well. That we need to spend time reading the scriptures, spending a bit of time in church, maybe especially as this time when churches are opening for a private prayer, just to go in and sit there for 50 minutes, half an hour. You don't have to do much, just to spend time with him. Come and see. That's what the Lord said. Come and see. Remain with me. Abide with me.